All systems are go for the 737 MAX 8. Improving small airfield instrument approaches. And the first flight of the Bombardier CS series is upcoming. This is Aero News for Thursday, July 25th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The firm configuration of the 737 MAX 8 has been finalized by Boeing. This milestone marks completion of the major trade studies that define the capabilities of the 737 MAX family. As detailed designs are completed and released, production can begin. Final assembly of the 737 MAX 8 is scheduled to begin in 2015, with first delivery scheduled for the third quarter of 2017. Boeing projects that the 737 MAX will be 13% more fuel efficient than today's most efficient single-aisle airplanes and 8% more fuel efficient per seat than tomorrow's competition. The configuration includes new LEAP 1B engines from CFM International that are optimized for the 737 MAX, a redesigned tail cone, and the Boeing-designed advanced technology winglet to reduce fuel use. Other changes incorporated include upgrades to the flight deck displays, an electronic bleed air system, and fly-by-wire spoiler flight controls. The 737 MAX family includes the 737 MAX 7, 737 MAX 8, and the MAX 9, and will serve the 100 to over 200 seat market. The 737 MAX will extend the next-generation 737 range advantage with the capability to fly more than 3,500 nautical miles, an increase of 400 to 540 nautical miles over the next-generation 737. First delivery of the 737 MAX 9 is planned for 2018, followed by first delivery of the MAX 7 in 2019. To date, the 737 MAX has accumulated orders for 1,495 airplanes. The MITRE Corporation's Center for Advanced Aviation System Development is recruiting pilots for a study evaluating proposed changes in instrument approach standards. Participants will be scheduled for 1 5-hour session at the Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Daytona Beach, Florida. The evaluation will include about 4 hours of simulator time flying instrument approaches, which can be logged against instrument currency requirements. Pre-flight questionnaires on previous experience will be completed before starting the evaluation. Participants will be paid a $150 stipend for participation and, as a completion bonus, will receive an additional $100. But transportation and housing during the study are not included and will be your responsibility. Participants must have had a flight review within the last 2 years, be current instrument-rated pilots, have a minimum of 4 hours experience using glass cockpit displays and speed tapes with a current medical certificate without a night flight or a color signal control restriction. Individual pilots and their input will not be identifiable. You'll find more info, if you're interested, on our website at www.aero-news.net. First flight of the Bombardier CS series is expected in the coming weeks. Bombardier Aerospace confirmed Wednesday that the integration of the CS series aircraft's auxiliary power unit and Pratt & Whitney Pure Power geared turbofan PW1500G engines on the first flight test vehicle, FTV-1, is running smoothly, allowing for testing of the aircraft's key systems. It also confirmed that the latest software upgrades on the aircraft continue to be successfully completed. The CS series aircraft's overall integration is progressing well. However, the highly technical last steps are taking more time than initially anticipated. The General Civil Aviation Authority of the United Arab Emirates has released its final report concerning the fatal accident involving a United Parcel Service, UPS, B747-400 in Dubai on September 3, 2010. The report details facts concerning the accident and makes recommendations addressing air cargo fire safety. But UPS has not been waiting on the report. The Independent Pilots Association has worked with UPS to design, build, test, and demonstrate for the FAA and the NTSB an active fire suppression system capable of suppressing and containing a fire for up to 4 hours. The technologies incorporated in that container, known as the unit load device, consist of improved materials and a potassium-based aerosol suppressant. The UPS IPA Safety Task Force recommended other safety measures that are also being implemented by UPS, including emergency vision assurance systems and a quick donning full face oxygen mask for all UPS aircraft. UPS has placed an industry first order for 1,821 fire resistant shipping containers. The implementation of these unit load devices represents a milestone in aviation history, offering unprecedented protection from intense fires. Delivery of the new containers will begin this September and is expected to be complete by early 2014. When AeroNews continues, was American Eagle the Grinch who stole Christmas? Color the U.S. Nationals blue. And en route to Oshkosh, black-footed ferrets.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, July 25th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The U.S. Department of Transportation has fined American Eagle Airlines $200,000 for lengthy tarmac delays that took place at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport on December 25th, Christmas Day, 2012. The airline was ordered to cease and desist from future violations of the tarmac delay rule. An investigation by the department's Aviation Enforcement Office revealed that on December 25th of last year, 10 American Eagle flights experienced tarmac delays that exceeded the three-hour limit at Dallas-Fort Worth International during a snow and ice storm. One of the flights arriving from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, with 42 passengers landed at 2:48 p.m., but was not assigned a gate until 5:30. Passengers were finally allowed to leave the aircraft at 6:36 p.m., after a tarmac delay of 3 hours and 48 minutes. A second flight carrying 37 passengers from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, landed at 3:29 p.m., but passengers were not able to leave the plane until 8:01 p.m., 4 hours and 32 minutes after landing. Under DOT rules, U.S. airlines operating aircraft with 30 or more passenger seats are prohibited from allowing their domestic flights to remain on the tarmac for more than 3 hours at most U.S. airports, without at least giving passengers an opportunity to leave the plane. Well, you want to bet none of the inconvenienced passengers whose Christmas celebrations were bungled will see any of that money? So I have to wonder, what's the point? There's a well-known saying in aviation, I'd rather be down here wishing I was up there than up there wishing I was down here. Well, maybe not in Longview, Texas this week. 52 of the nation's best hot air balloon pilots are feeling a bit like caged lions. Low ceilings canceled Tuesday's opening round of competition, and thunderstorms encroaching on the airspace shut down operations on Wednesday, day two. With only 6 flying days available, the loss of even one puts everyone on edge, and as the opportunity for fewer and fewer tasks develops, it assures that each potential follow-on flight will become that much more complex. But there is a silver lining. At this point, everyone is still tied for first place. This year, Lighthawk volunteer pilot Michael Baum of Los Altos, California, will make an interesting stop on his way to Oshkosh for AirVenture. The self-described aviation enthusiast, who is a driving force behind the Aviator's Model Code of Conduct and who donates flights through Lighthawk, will land in Loveland, Colorado to load a pair of endangered black-footed ferrets into his TBM-700 airplane bound for Oshkosh, Wisconsin. The flight, arranged through Lighthawk, a volunteer conservation aviation group based here in the U.S., will fly its passengers to the northeastern Wisconsin, or New Zoo, near Green Bay, Wisconsin. Carmen Murek, the curator of animals for the New Zoo, says, quote, "Transport by commercial airline is very stressful for wild animals," end quote. Seems the airlines require them to check in well in advance, and they often spend significant amounts of time in non-temperature-controlled, noisy cargo areas. Beginning to sound familiar? Murak says there's just no way to assure the animals that they're not endangered during those times. By flying with Michael Baum, the ferrets will be spared the frightening noises and uncomfortable conditions. The ferrets will travel in small plastic dog crates, There's no word on the in-flight snack. However, the in-flight movie will reportedly be a special showing of Born Free. Okay, in all seriousness, bringing the black-footed ferret population back from a startling low of 18 individuals will have a beneficial rippling effect to over 130 unique plants and animals on the North American prairies, a lasting legacy for future generations. I'm Glenn Moyer, reporting the rest of this week from the U.S. National Championships in Longview, Texas. As always, I thank you for listening, and you're now cleared for departure.